be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. We are Calories That Don't Count. My name is Teresa.
And I'm Chad. DJ C.
I am DJ T, so yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Let's have a good show tonight.
Let's have a good show. How's your week been?
Me?
Who else are we talking to?
Not bad.
Sorry to the people out there, I'm currently chewing, so if you hear little nibbles, I apologize.
I'm also pretty sure you're not supposed to have food
in here. I don't see no food and drinks.
I'm not gonna tell.
Who's gonna report me?
maybe one of our listeners.
Shout out to the people out there listening. Thanks for being there at the beginning of the show. But yeah, how's your week?
Not bad. I'm trying to remember what I did, but they all kind of seem the same.
How was engineering for them all?
That was pretty fun.
Shout out to the engineers out there.
Yeah. Shout out to the engineers at Engineering Formals. Are you going to finish your fries?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so sweet. He's currently eating my fries. Engineering Formals, so fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I didn't expect it to be that fun, but actually not. I knew it was going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. How's your week?
It's been, like, ups and downs, you know? Mm-hmm. I just took a test tonight that I definitely should have done a lot better on. So, like, okay, so I take this class called Foundations of Education. The class, like, I consider it to be a joke. Like, it's an actual class, but, like, in my head, it's just not. Because, like, all we do is just, like, take notes and, like, have tests.
Do you take notes?
I don't take notes, no. I never take notes. Okay, so that sounds so bad out of context. But I can't explain the context right now because, like, I'm telling a different story. But anyway, I had an exam tonight, and it was on a book called The Devil in Dover. And basically, she told us at the beginning of the semester that we had to read this book. And I'm never one to, like, you know, like, work in advance or, like, really on time. So anyway, she told us, like, a couple weeks ago that we had this exam. And so it's been building up. She's like, oh, like... Like, read the book, whatever. I still hadn't bought the book. And I go today, The Devil in Dover. I go today to, like, go to the bookstore and, like, you know, like, bite the bullet, like, buy the book. The bookstore's not even selling books anymore. Like, it's literally not selling books.
They, like, chained off the book section.
Right. And it's like, what is this? They're, like, selling sweaters where books are supposed to be. And then I'm like, oh, like, maybe it's in a library. And, like, walking out of Farrandon, and me and T are just, like, on the way through the library. And then a girl in my class, shout out to Angelique, was like, oh, like, where are you going? All sassy and stuff. And I was like, to the library to get a book that I need to read. And she was like, oh, like, The Devil in Dover? I just checked for it, and it's not there. I was like, oof. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I ended up just not doing anything. And stuff. I like read like Wikipedia summaries and all that good stuff, and I did okay. I definitely didn't do okay. But let's just tell the world I did.
Yeah, you had to skip the important birthday dinner.
Sorry,
shout
Laura.
Shout out Laura and Spencer.
I'm sorry to the people that I love.
Happy birthday.
Cheers. Happy birthday.
Yeah. I actually have a funny story.
Oof.
So, like, I drove down, and, like, I have, like, I've learned, like, parking anxiety. So I drove down, and I was like, there's going to be no spots. I got to get the first spot I see.
Oh, my God.
So I got the first spot I saw. It was, like, really far away. So we went to Mesa, for the people who know, like...
Oh, you went to Mesa?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I love Mesa.
It was pretty good.
Phenomenal. Okay,
So we went to Mesa. I parked. I was too embarrassed to tell everyone where I parked, but I'll say it now. I parked, by the public market.
Okay, that's not as bad as I was thinking.
It's pretty far,
but, like,
yeah. Definitely, like, a lot, like, better, like, parking opportunities closer to Mesa. And I only put 1 hour into the meter, and, like, at dinner, everyone was, like, going out and, like, refilling, like, their time for their meter. And I was like, yeah, I literally need to do that. But I'm parked so far away that it would actually take, like, half an hour for me to walk there, put money in, and then come back. So
did you get a ticket?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Thanks. Cool.
It has a good ending.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to get a ticket.
No. I always, like, whenever there's, like, parking meters, I always, like, make up... like, a reason in my head of why it would be free parking today.
Oh, what?
So, like, there's this one town near me where I Shout out to Washington Crossing, Pennsylvania. anyway, there's one town that I go to that's like metered parking, and I always like make up things in my head like, oh, it's free parking on the weekends, or like it's free parking after like 5 o'clock p.m. Yeah, so I do that.
But like, why?
So I don't have to pay.
Oh, so like if they ask you, you could be like, oh, I thought
no,
it was free parking. So do you just not pay at metered parking?
Sometimes. Yes.
What if you get a ticket? Like,
knock on wood, I haven't yet.
But like, okay, so like in that example, I just don't understand why you make up the excuse in your head. Like,
okay, so
you just don't want to pay. Right, don't pay.
Okay, so like the parking there now is like really, it's like you pay through like a kiosk kind of thing. And I just like don't know my license plate number.
Okay. You know what? I'll give it a rest. That's fine. That kind of makes sense. It makes absolutely no sense at all.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's fine. But, yeah. So, anyway.
That's really interesting. There's no metered parking where I'm from. Like, really? You just park on the street wherever.
Yeah.
There's parking spots, but there's no, like, meters. I was shook when I first came.
Really?
And saw that you had to pay for parking. Mm-hmm. It's like pretty big.
Yeah, you really have to pay for parking here.
Yeah, you have to also carry coins. Or I guess you can pay.
Yeah, you can put a card in, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
I always had coins until I got a new wallet.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Your new wallet was a lot like smaller. Heavy. My friend just sent me a photo of. So I had this like a whiteboard on my like desk, like sophomore year. And, I have like pretty like my friends are like pretty annoying and they like troll me pretty hard. So I had this friend, I can't say it on the radio because it's like a bad word, but they're like, Chad sucks, insert bad word. And like they would always write it on my board.
I don't know any bad words.
That's fair. Me either. and they would always write it on my board, and I like eventually just got tired of like, you know, like erasing it. So it just stayed. And I put my stuff into storage because I was like going abroad that's like spring. And my friend, my roommate from sophomore year, just literally just sent me a photo. And he was like, guess what I found? And it's literally the whiteboard with just like a lot of just bad words on it about me. It's like ridiculous. So yeah, those are my friends. Someone wrote a lot.
A lot.
But yeah, fun stuff.
That's wow. Gotta love friends, am I right?
Yeah. To the people listening, if any of you want to call in, ask us questions, ask for advice, give us topics that you'd like to hear us discuss or hear our thoughts and opinions on, feel free to do that.
Should we play a song?
Do you want to?
Sure.
What song you want to play? That's the real question. What vibe are you in right now?
My vibe? I kind of feel relaxed right now.
Relax.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Khalid's new album? That's some pretty relaxed songs.
What's your favorite song so far on the album?
Honestly, I've only listened to it once, so I haven't got to like
anything stick out.
Pick out my favorites. No, one of them put me to sleep though.
Oof.
It was the second to last one on the album. I can tell you that much.
Right, we're not gonna. What's the album? Free Spirit.
Yeah, Free Spirit.
Some
of his singles are on there too.
Yeah. Wow, there's a lot of songs on this.
Yeah, it was a good nap.
So, anything come to mind?
You can pick.
I don't know.
So I'm gonna tell a story. Actually, did we tell me doing a split already?
No,
because it happened after last show. Okay, guys and girls. And non-binary people. So, I'm a pretty, inflexible guy. But I just, you know, like, I like to have a good time. Let's say that. And one night after we had been out for a while, and I don't know at what point this was during the night, but I ran into a couple friends in campus. Shout out to Campus Pizza. It was me, my friend Josh, and Kyle Pettit. Shout out to Pettit. Guy just seven. My boy. Anyway. So we all meet up in campus, and there's just this beautiful moment where, like, people are leaving, but it's like we're all just, like, feeling it. And, like, I guess I was just feeling the music. So, like, we're just dancing in a circle. I fall a couple times, but get back up and just go right back at it, right? And then at some point, they, like, left me to just, you know, be in the dance floor. I don't quite remember this, but I just remember waking up the next morning and my hips were hurting. And when I walked to upper to get that, like, hungover breakfast, like, I had to take a break for an hour because my hips were sore. So then I, like, later that day, this is, like, Saturday, I, like, talked to my friend about that night, and he was telling me that when I was, like, feeling the music and, you know, like, spirits were high, I was, like, jumping. At some point, I just decided to just go for it. So, like, I tried to do a split, but, like, obviously I can't do a split. Like, that's not an easy thing to do. And, yeah, so I woke up the next morning, and my body was not happy. So my hips are still sore. And that was Friday. And then Tuesday, I had to play baseball. I had to play softball. And so I'm not athletic. Like, I just don't do much. I used to go to the gym a lot, but, like, over the past, like, 3 weeks, I haven't. So, like, super lazy, right? Get a call. I'm laying in bed, which is, like, my preferred state. Friend asked me to play softball. I'm like, okay, cool. You need another person. I'll be nice. But as soon as we get to the field, he was like, oh, like, it's a doubleheader. And I was like, you just finessed me. I would not have come if I knew it was two games. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, come on. I didn't know either. I was like, all right, whatever. You're a liar. This is Jerry, by the way. Shout out to Jerry. You're a liar. anyway, play this game. It's super close, super fun. We lose by 1 point. Well, it's like, whatever. Last inning, they, like, scored more points than we had, so they win, obviously. Anyway, play another game, end up tying that game. We were down by, like, seven runs in the bottom of the fifth, and then we come back and tie it, but then we, like get out or whatever. So then we go to extras, but we don't have enough time because there's, like, a 45-minute limit, and so we do, like, a two-out inning. So we get them out, like, instantly, like, boom, boom, we out here. Fun fact, Jerry punched me in the eye when I was trying to catch a ball because he didn't think I was going to catch it. But anyway, we get the outs. Boom, it's our turn to hit. So I'm up at bat, two people on base, two outs, do or die situation. I hit the ball, but I thought it was already out. So I didn't sprint to first base. I got out. And then we had to end the game tied. So all that to say this.
Oh, you ended with a tie?
Yeah. Like, who does that, right?
Yeah, interesting. I guess from the time limit.
Yeah, the like, not ref, because he didn't, like, officiate, but he had to go. So he just wanted to end it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, so, like, not only are my hips sore, but, like, now my, like, quads are sore, because, like, I don't run. And now my back is also sore from throwing. So, like, I'm just not happy right now, you know? Like, I'm not a happy gamer.
That's not sad to hear.
Yeah, I need one of those, like, full-body massages. That'd be dope.
Remember that one time during finals week when we were going to, like, work on Zumo, and you were like, yo, they're giving out, like, free massages.
And she said, oh, that's weird.
And I was like, yeah, that's like, okay, sure. Like, have a massage in the middle of lower. That's... I don't know.
There's something about that.
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
And I was like, oh, yeah, cool.
So then I'm like, are you, because I was doing work in, like, the engineering building. So I was like, are you going to come to a Copian? And then he goes, my massage is in 20 minutes.
I had already signed up.
Oh, my God.
And then she came. Oh, also, this same day, I just remembered. So while we were waiting, there's, like kinetic sand you can play with, and there's, like, balloons you can make, or, like, stress balls, like, you fill it with sand and, like, cover it. But just by mistake or just, like, fate, I make one, and it just so happens to look just like a gnome, like, one of those, like, little garden gnome heads, like, It was just the perfect thing.
It had like a little hat.
It was so good, right? And I was super happy. I loved it. And then just throughout, just like messing around, like we made a couple more. Like T made like a stress ball, and then I made another one, but it's kind of janky, but whatever.
We drew faces on like all of them.
Yeah, it was cool. Like wrote words.
Pretty and stuff. Sentimental.
Like very, very fun, right? And then we take them back to Ecopian where we're stressed and we like are working on this project. Controls was so hard, but like, you know, like it brought us together. So we're in this room. We're in this room. It's finals, right? Like do or die situation. Like we have to do stuff. Like we're in there working. It's high stress, high intensity. But at some point, like people are doing like headstands, like trying to do like upside down
push-ups. It's like there's like a point where you just kind of lose it.
You literally just lose your mind. Yeah. Like I had multiple points in my life during that like week where like I actually lost my mind. So like I would just like curl up into the fetal position on the floor.
Yeah, I have photos.
She legitimately has photos of me doing this. But yeah, so like, you know, so that's the environment. So like in my head, oh, like a stress ball is dope because I can just throw it around, I can squeeze it, all this stuff. So I was attached. But there was this one, the gnome one that I loved, right? I didn't mess with it. I just had it sitting and it was looking over me, my little protector, right? So I don't know how much you know about Ecopian, but in specific rooms, there's like little gaps in the ceiling where you can like get up there or whatever. So Teresa, she takes it upon herself to throw my gnome at the ceiling. And at first, it's like pretty like, I wouldn't say like innocent. Like she's just like throwing it up, just catching it. And then I guess she noticed that there's like a little gap or whatever. And then she just like started throwing it higher. And I don't think she originally meant to do this at least the first one she didn't. But it just like by happenstance just like went into the ceiling. And she looked, I looked at her and I was so sad because it was my gnome. It was literally the one I loved the most. I looked at her and I was like, yo, T, like, what the actual, like, what? I was just defeated because, like, I can't get to the ceiling. Like, you can't just go and get it, right? And she also threw it to the, like, the portion of the ceiling where you just could not get it. Like,
yeah, it was like kind of like a drywall type of material. So, like, instead of being able to like push the tiles up and like move them, it was just like solid.
Like you just not,
you
not
couldn't right. get in there, yeah.
So I'm like just tearing her a new one, just like going, it's just so mad, right? Like not talking to her or whatever. Keep in mind, I have another stress ball, so like
two.
No, one was yours.
Yeah, that's true.
And I have another one, so I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. I still have one. So I convert it. I make it into a gnome. I literally make it into a gnome because I'm like, I want my gnome. And so everything's good. Like, I want to say like 30 minutes go by, would you say? Or longer?
I literally don't know.
Time went by, whatever. Like, I had forgiven her. Like, we were like talking. And I don't know why. I literally don't know why. But she throws it up. She throws my freaking stress ball up into the air. And it gets stuck in the ceiling. Literally her first try. It took her so long the first time. The first time it took her like 10 like tries to get it.
There's no way, like there's literally like no way I could like get it the first try. Like it was like a pretty thin gap, so like, you know.
But literally gets the second one into the ceiling on her first try. And you know those kids that like do bad things, but like no, they're not supposed to do it.
It's like when a little kid and their mom, like their parents are like, no, like you can't do that. You can't do that. And then they like do it, and they like know they're gonna get in trouble. So they start like their like instinct reaction is to like immediately cry.
That was T.
Yeah, that was me.
And I was so like I was mad the first time, but the second one I was like heated. And then I'm like, give me yours. And I take hers, convert it into a gnome, and then later on the night, she threw that one up too.
Oh, yeah. They're all together now. They're friends.
Literally the worst.
Yeah.
It was.
They're all probably still in there, honestly.
They're definitely still up there.
Yeah.
I'm so triggered, actually.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so here's a song. I found a song that I think is, like, pretty chill. Do you ever have those songs where you could, like, listen over and over and over again?
Oh yeah.
Like that are like pretty mindless, but like you just like kind of like the vibe.
What's this one?
Kings of Summer. Do you know that song?
Maybe. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. It said you liked it on your spot.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Wait. Pick it up.
Hit connect.
Turn phone on.
This one?
And hit connect.
Hello?
Turn the volume up.
Oh, wait.
Are you there?
Hello?
I'm here. Hey, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear?
Hey, no. Yeah, I can hear you guys. Can
you hear me? You don't have headphones in.
Oh, that's weird. Uh-oh.
Wait. I can hear you, Laura.
That's Gija.
Gija. I can't hear you well. Put on headphones.
Wait, is there a speaker button, or would that not work?
Maybe if you turn up the, I'm sorry, we're figuring this out. Turn up the volume on the...
All good.
On the what?
Controller.
Huh?
Like, because you know how there's it's coming out of
it's
the speakers?
All, it's the volume's like
no, but like this, the dial on the right, bottom right. Isn't there like...
Headphones?
Not headphones, but the other one. What does it say?
Monitors?
Yeah, do that. Turn that up. All right, Gija, can you say something?
Hello?
You still can't hear?
No.
Are these speakers on?
Hello?
Oh, they might not be, honestly.
I can hear you, Gija, but apparently T can't. Did you have a question for us?
Yeah, is there any questions for tonight, or is it just open?
You can kind of say whatever. Can you hear her through that?
No.
Okay, put her on speaker then.
How do you...
I don't know. Where you could also just put headphones.
Where are the other headphones?
Over there.
I got time. So, no need to rush, guys.
We're coming. T's figuring it out. You should see. She almost fell. You guys can't see that. T almost died.
There's wires.
Yeah.
It's your headphones. Trying to kill me.
She almost tripped up my headphones. So, Gij, how's it going?
It's good. How are you guys?
Pretty chill episode. Have you been listening this whole time?
Playlist.
Say what?
Playlist going.
We've actually only played our intro song, Mambo Number 5.
Yeah, we haven't really.
So tonight we're kind of just like chilling, waiting for song requests.
Let's just go.
hold on, Gij. I gotta go help T out.
Yeah, no, all good. Guys, patience. I got time.
Phones. Oh, wait. I think I got it.
You need the,
This?
Put it in here. No, just put it in there.
Oh.
Is it staying?
Yeah.
Alright, see if you can hear.
Hello?
Oh, you have to be in a mic.
Oh.
Alrighty, we're back. I'm back.
Oh, I can hear you.
Alright, cool.
Okay, now T. Oh, you just unplugged mine.
Did I?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Please and thank you. Oof.
No, I didn't. It's plugged in.
Why is it not?
Oh. Never mind, I think.
Okay, now I can hear myself again. Oh, now I can't. Now I can. What are you doing to me?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's shooting you wires.
I guess I'll just go fix it.
Wait, can you not hear it? All right, I apologize.
All good.
Yeah. There's just so many wires. Oh, this thing fell. How's it going, Gija?
Going good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're just chilling.
Nice. Have you had any good requests yet?
No, we haven't had any requests yet, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're our first one.
Do you have anything in mind that you want us to play?
Yeah. So, I had a couple ones. So, you guys tell me. You can pick which one you want. But I had...
Okay.
So I'm going to go with one. This is a little poll. Maybe a caller can come in and select one. I don't know if that's
going to
happen.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we can have them vote off.
Maybe like a caller could call in. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So Dynamite by Tayo Cruz.
Okay.
That one's a real banger.
I like where this is going.
I was thinking Cha-Cha Slide, but that one got removed, so crossed out off the list.
Okay.
Then, I don't know if this... Maybe Firework by Katy Perry.
Oh, my God.
I think that one's on the list. And then Give Me Everything by Pitbull.
Oh, my goodness. T loves Pitbull.
Me? Mr. Worldwide?
Mr. Worldwide.
I think we have our winner, though.
I think you're right. All right.
What's your favorite song by Pitbull?
Timber.
Obviously, a freaking classic.
Literally, yeah, so good.
Let me know which one you guys want to play, and
we'll
definitely.
Do you have any advice questions for us?
Oh yeah, I actually do. So I was going to ask one.
Ooh, we have another caller.
It's Jerry.
They know it's you. That's why I said I was like, oh, I hope a caller comes in and does something. Ruin it for you. You ruin it for yourself. They know your number, ding dong.
It literally said Jerry Poe on the caller ID.
You got a new star 67.
You can take him. You can put me on hold.
Alright. Okay. You want to put Gigi on hold?
Okay.
I'll stay here.
I'll put you on hold.
I'll stay.
Hello.
This is Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Literally, Jerry, your caller ID says Jerry Poe Jr. Like, that's how specific it is.
Who's Jerry?
It's Todd, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I can hear Gigi in the background laughing.
So, who is that stupid girl on the line earlier? Like, she's kind of annoying.
Yes, I did think she was pretty annoying.
Dynamite? What kind of song? Is this middle school?
I'm guessing you're not voting for Dynamite then?
No.
You didn't say anything against the Pitbull one, though, so.
I like Pitbull.
So Todd's a Pitbull fan.
Oh, yeah.
You should play, I think Pitbull has some songs with Flo Rida. You should play something like that.
Oh, that's I do really like Flo Rida.
Yeah, that's a dynamic duo if I've ever heard.
Have you guys? Can we just talk about the girl that was on before me? What's her name?
What was her name?
I don't remember.
It was like let's say Susan.
Yeah,
I think it was Susan.
I think it was Susan.
Well, she sounded really, really dumb. You shouldn't take your call again. You should leave her on hold and never pick up.
Todd. I like the way you think, Todd.
Todd, do you have any requests, song requests, or was it just the Flo Rida one?
I have some advice.
You have advice.
You're giving us advice, or you want advice?
I have a question. I want to hear what you guys think about it.
Okay.
Okay. So, let's say you're with someone, right?
Okay.
But you don't know how to tell them. They just annoy you. Like, how do I go about saying that I can't stand you anymore?
Well, I think my first question is, are you breaking up with this person or are you staying with them? But you're just
It's weird because I hate her, but I still love her. If that makes sense.
Ooh, it's one of those. I think maybe.
Like, have you tried like telling her that she's annoying?
Just I really just straight up? Like roll over and just. Go to sleep whenever she comes in because I just don't want to deal with anything.
Oh.
Is that working?
I mean, she shuts up, like, 30 minutes in.
I see, yeah.
I see your problem. Well, I would say maybe honesty is the best policy. I think you should just tell her straight up, like, you're annoying. Like, sometimes I just don't want to hear you speak.
Yeah.
And just see what happens.
All right. And she's also, like, crazy. So if something happens, it's your fault. Because you told me to.
I said, but I don't know, though.
All right. Oh, so that makes it okay?
Yeah.
Right. I'm not a doctor.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for calling in.
What's that one song? Actually, I don't know. Play that Florida song that I said earlier. But I'll see y'all later. I'm gonna try, and if it goes wrong, I'll be back Thursday to, you know, with some angry comments.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear how that goes.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Todd.
Yeah. Thanks, right, Todd.
Yeah. I'll see you. Todd out.
Oh gosh.
We got a new caller.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, it's Katie.
Hey, Katie. What's up?
We're gonna do Carrie's gonna do a performance for you.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's beautiful.
I'll play piano for you. We haven't planned it.
You're live to 100 viewers.
Hi, 100 viewers. Kevin's going to play the piano for you, so it's live on the radio.
Thanks, Kara. Let's hear what you got.
She's going to sing as well.
Katie, are you also singing with her?
She is. It depends what song it is.
Let's go.
I can't do that one, but okay. Here we go.
Ready?
Tell me if the audio's good. Is the audio good?
A little louder, please.
Louder?
Or,
I'm just going to sing. I can't sing, Teddy. You are.
Chad, you're ruining it.
What'd you say?
Did the viewers go up because of that?
Yeah, we're up to 200 viewers now.
Yeah!
Let's go. Thank you so much.
Can I request a song?
Yeah.
For sure.
You can add something
can
to the Kooks.
Play Naive by the Kooks.
Naive by the Kooks?
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, well anyway, just list. Pop in.
Thank you. We appreciate the call.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Keep listening. Thank you. Is G just, still on hold?
No, she hung up and then recalled. Sorry, Gija.
Shout out to Gija for being a trooper.
Yeah.
is her name Susan or Gija?
Yeah, no, Todd. And...
Was Todd with Gija or Susan?
Todd? I don't think Todd knew Gija.
Okay. Yeah, because he was talking
about...
I think he was talking about someone
else.
Okay. Yeah. That was a hard question, like, honestly.
Yeah.
And then that performance, like, it's just been a great show.
That was, like, pretty cool. Should we read an ad?
We should probably read an ad.
Or should we play a song?
Let's play a song and then read an ad.
All right. So I guess we're going to go with Give Me Everything by Pitbull. Yeah, here goes.
Enjoy.
Working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive. I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's right. Sexy, tell them, hey.
right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight. Darling. Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. 'Cause we might not get tomorrow.
So we're going to do a quick ad. A personal favorite for a lot of people out there.
Yeah. The bird sounds. Dad, we're starved. Is the food done yet?
Let me check. Almost, Josh.
Russ, come on. Serve up those burgers. Look how brown they are.
Mike, you can't tell if they're safe to eat by the color of the meat.
Hey, is that a meat thermometer? It looks like one of the kids' video games.
It's digital. You can set it, and it beeps when the meat is perfectly cooked.
Leave it to you to own the most cutting-edge barbecue technology in town.
You better believe it when it comes to keeping our kids safe.
Good point. Say, where can I get one of those?
Supermarket. Department store? Online. You don't need a fancy thermometer, just one that works.
No way. You're not having all the fun. I'm getting one of those. Do they come with ringtones? Dad, is it done yet?
Beep. 160 degrees. Perfectly cooked, perfectly safe. You can't tell by looking. Use a meat thermometer to be sure. For more information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed.
I didn't really laugh that much this time. I think I'm getting the hang of it.
We're getting better at that, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So welcome back to the show, Calories That Don't Count. That was a really, really cool song. Nice and chill, actually.
Totally chill.
But things heated up pretty quickly before.
Yeah, we had a lot of callers. It got pretty active.
It was fun. Let's see what next. It flies by. All right, we'll do this.
Okay, adjust. You know everyone can hear your microphone adjusting noises.
Sorry. I forget that we're, live.
It's okay.
Sometimes. It's cool. I wanted to ask you something. Oh, okay. So in that example, if you actually had to tell your girlfriend that she was annoying, as a girl, how would you want to hear that? If you actually thought your boyfriend thought you were annoying.
I am annoying.
I mean, yeah, but like,
I like literally just, I just know I am. Like,
and
you don't have to tell me. Like every, like almost everybody I know thinks I'm annoying. Like my whole family. Like it's just a fact.
That seems pretty sad.
No,
it's like a loving annoying, or like
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think you're that annoying. Like, you're a little annoying, but, like...
I think I'm pretty annoying.
Only because, like, I don't know.
I feel like I'd probably... If, like, I was actually, like, annoying somebody, I'd probably want to know.
Yeah. That's fair. Because I don't... In Todd's case, like, I don't know if it... If he still loves her, and, like, you know, it's hard to, like, hate someone that you love. Actually, I guess that's not true.
And, like, I wonder if, like, Todd's girlfriend thinks that Todd's annoying.
That's probably true.
Yeah,
that's really fair. Actually, they probably just annoy each other.
I feel like it's a two-way street.
Yeah, especially if there's still love involved. Like,
yeah for sure.
It's kind of hard to only be annoying in one direction. Yeah, no, they definitely both annoy each other then.
Yeah.
So if Todd, if you're still listening, I think the real answer that we weren't quite ready to give you is that
you're annoying.
You're annoying. I wasn't going to say that, but I respect it.
I'm kidding. What were you going to say?
I don't know. Just talk to your girlfriend.
Yeah, that seems like a good one.
Yeah. See, this is why people ask us stuff. I think we actually have good advice to give.
For sure.
I guess.
All right. So speaking of Todd, should we play his request?
Let's play his request, but a quick happy birthday shout out to Kara, the girl that performed for our viewers. I just remembered that today's her birthday. So happy birthday, Kara.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kara. Very talented.
You're very talented.
Yeah.
To sing and play piano at the same time is pretty impressive.
That is.
Yeah.
All right, so this next one goes out to Todd. He requested a little bit of Flo Rida, so this one usually gets me going. It's Club Can't Handle Me.
Make me burn. Came to party till I came no more. Celebrate 'cause that's all I know.
Another quick ad, or another two quick ads. This one's about hepatitis B. Did you know that 1 in 12 Asian Americans have hepatitis B, but most don't know they're infected? If you or your parents were born in Asia or the Pacific Islands, CDC recommends you get tested for hepatitis B. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. Visit insert your organization's URL for more information. What? How you gonna set me up like that? All right. As many as 2.2 million Americans have chronic hepatitis B, a disease that can lead to serious liver problems, including liver cancer. CDC recommends people at risk, including individuals born in Asia and Africa, get tested for hepatitis B. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life.
All right. If you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. Whether you have a mortgage, a personal or a business loan, or credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal and state regulators of banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call insert phone number. I'm kidding. 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union Regulatory agencies. All right, we got our 3 minutes of ads in.
Yeah. We have to do 3 minutes of those every show.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cool. I don't know if you guys heard this, but I cracked my fingers and one of them really hurts. Hopefully you didn't hear it, but in case you did.
Do you hear this?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah. Okay. Also, I woke up this morning, actually. Yeah, and my knuckle was hurting it. Did I fall last night?
I really don't. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Engineering Farm was fun, guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
But yeah, so that's cool. T, if you had to have any superpower, what would it be?
That's a really good question.
Or rather, if you had an arch nemesis, what would their power be?
Well, okay, so I did kind of make up this superpower with me and my friend, but it was mostly as a joke.
Uh-oh. What are you about to say to me?
It was like to be able... it's kind of messed up. Not like messed up, but like whatever. To be able to projectile vomit on your enemies.
Are you serious?
I unfortunately am serious. I really don't like throwing up though, so that I don't think that would actually be the superpower.
That sounds like a punishment for you.
Yeah.
You're just constantly projectile vomiting.
But like it could get you out of any situation, like if you're under attack, like nobody likes vomit. So, like, someone's, like, trying to attack you, you just, like, projectile vomit on them, and they're like, ew, and then you make your escape.
I guess. I mean, no one wants to be thrown up on you. That's true. That's true.
Right? What would yours be?
I cheat every time I get asked this question. I say the ability to manipulate atoms and energy. So that way I can do it, anything.
Wow, that's pretty lame.
It's pretty lame. If I had to like pick one that's like already like a thing and not like omnipotent, it would be probably teleporting.
That's cool.
I wish I could teleport. That'd be cool.
Yeah, because you walk pretty slow.
I go at my own pace.
If I actually had to choose one, I think maybe like shape-shifting would be cool.
That would be cool.
So you could kind of like, I could be a kitty.
Yeah, T loves kittens.
And take a nap in the sun.
Oh my goodness, you'd be so squishy.
You know, cats are so squishy.
Oh goodness. Shapeshifting sounds dope though, actually. Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Cuz if you could like transform into different animals, like you could just cuz you could fly.
Mhm. You could swim.
You could swim really fast, you could run really fast.
You can take a nap in the sun. Yeah.
Actually, shapeshifting sounds dope.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf? Not like sparkly vampire, but just like, you know, like super strong.
Pale.
I guess, yeah, pale. But when you say pale, I'm thinking like I'm black. So like, what does a pale black guy look like?
That's a really good question, actually.
What does a pale black guy look like?
I kind of consider, like, I don't know.
I guess all black people don't look the same. So like, I'm like medium brown. So like a pale medium brown person is just like, I don't know.
I literally don't know. But when I think of a vampire, I like just think of them having like really white skin.
Yeah, like super drained.
Because they can't. Well, because they can't go out in the sun. Because technically,
it's like
they like can't do it.
Burn up. I guess like the accepted myth is that they burn up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think. Well, I like dogs.
So you'd be a were-girl?
Why did you replace wolf with girl? Like, I think for sure wolf, like, doesn't have a gender.
It's not gendered, no. Yeah. I just thought it'd be funny to call you were-girl.
Okay. What would you rather be?
I think I'd be a vampire.
Why?
I like the idea of not really needing sleep. I think, like, werewolves still rest.
You like the okay, idea but like the re- of not okay, really
I, lo- I love it.
Sleep.
Don't get me wrong.
How many hours a day do you sleep? You literally have to take like a 4-hour nap after every meal.
Okay, she's flaming me right now on live air, but she's not wrong. I do sleep a lot, which is why this makes more sense. Because like, think about it: if I spend most of my time sleeping, if I don't need to sleep, I would be so much more efficient and productive.
Would you?
No, I would find more ways to distract myself. But
I guess it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like, I don't know, like if I just had like double the amount of time, like
yeah.
I would learn so many skills. Like, I would be, like, a crazy good guitar player if I had, like, so much more time.
Okay.
Because, like, if you're going to live forever, and, like, realistically, like, you're going to feel every second of it, like, I feel like you got to find hobbies at some point.
True, very true. See, I chose a werewolf because, like, I feel like when you're a vampire, you're, like, always a vampire. But I feel like werewolves, like, only turn into a wolf at night. So, like, they can still lead, like, a regular life. Yeah.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you think about it, like, if you live in, like, a major city, like, you can still, like, be a vampire, but, like, go out at night. Like think about it, New York, like, it's the city that never sleeps. So, like, you can live. Like, and there's, like, occupations where you can just work at night.
That's true.
It'd just be different. It'd just be less mainstream.
I feel like there's a lot more restrictions on vampires, as in terms of like things they can or can't do.
That's fair. That's interesting. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Like in terms of like living.
I also feel like they're so different. Like, how can you even compare them?
Yeah.
I guess like because Twilight kind of
tried to force them together.
Yeah. Like Team Ed. Okay. Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Definitely Team Edward. Jacob's like this little usurper.
All right.
Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
I really don't know.
What do you mean?
I'm not that invested.
Did you read the books?
I read, there's 4 books?
Twilight, I read, New Moon, Eclipse, Breaking Dawn, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, I forgot.
Did you read the book?
I can't count.
Did you read the books?
I'm sorry.
Did you read the books?
Yes.
I read the 3, only 3.
So you didn't read Breaking Dawn?
No.
I read Breaking Dawn part 2, like, multiple times. Because there's something about, like, Bella when she's, like, learning how to use her power. So, like, Do you care if I spoil any of it?
No.
Did you see the movies?
No.
Okay. Do you care if I spoil?
No.
Okay. Sorry for the people out there.
That I know haven't. She becomes a vampire.
So she becomes a vampire.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know how like he couldn't like read her mind? Oh, spoiler alert to everyone listening. If you haven't watched or read Twilight, stop listening right now. But yeah, so like she, you know how like he couldn't read her mind, right?
Yeah.
So it turns out that like she has like a super like high affinity for like shields, like mind shields.
Okay.
So like she becomes able to like shield other people from like mental attacks and those types of things. But also like if she like can, if she creates a bubble, like right now the bubble is just her head. But like if she creates the bubble, like he can read her thoughts if he's in the bubble with her.
Oh, I see.
Like it's just like she can like, and then it becomes like she becomes like super strong because like a lot of like vampire abilities in that series are like mental or whatever. And she can like negate all of that.
Yeah.
So there's this like big fight where like one of the opposing like army, like their biggest like offensive threat is basically like this like super strong mental attack. But since Bella can like say basically like no, they like don't even, it's mm-hmm. not even a problem.
Yeah.
So she's like basically like broken. It's like crazy. Mm. But yeah, so like that process of her learning her skills, like I just love it. It's kind of like a Bill Dungsroman in that way.
Yeah.
Where like the little baby grows up to be like super strong and like learns how to like fight basically. That's like pretty much why I watch anime, to like watch those like stories where like they grow and get better.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
But yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, so that's why I'm team Edward, because it's like I like him and Bella together.
I do like that better together.
You're tired. She just had the biggest yawn. Literally, she just let me rant about everything.
Yeah.
Just so you didn't have to talk.
I was really giving my really disengaged comments.
Like, I just really wanted to talk.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's fine.
All right. Do you want to start winding down then?
Sure.
Let's play one more song and then do an outro.
Sounds good.
Yep. That works for me.
Oh,
All right.
And that's all she wrote. Mm-hmm. So that was our last request for the night. We wanted to make sure we played all the songs that people requested.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna wrap up our show now, I think.
So tune in next week.
Tune in next week. Same time, same place. Oh, okay. So maybe not next week. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll get a guest host. I don't know.
Just replace me.
I'm kidding.
It's fine.
I could never. All right. So you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, in Eastern Pennsylvania. We are Calories That Don't Count. My name is DJ C.
I am DJ T.
And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
So yeah, hope you guys have a great night. And yeah, we'll see you next week or in 2 weeks.
Yep, for sure.
Peace out.
See ya.